Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively here, not just in a lottery emporium, but it is my, this is my virgin voyage here, my debut in Arbutus. We're here at Sorrento of Arbutus. I'm already a slice of pizza, half a Greek salad with chicken. I'm going to be getting some crab cakes. I'm going to be getting some crab soup, and I'm probably going to take home something that looks like a cheesesteak, because I'm seeing him coming out of the kitchen here. Harry Pertman's here. He is a manager, proprietor, a friend of the proprietor.
Director of operations for Harold X.C. Kamenos, the owner of Sorrento of Arbutus.
Chief cook and bottle wash.
Yeah, that's it.
I've already made a mess. You've already shown me the incredible Arbutus hospitality that Super Bowl champion Jim Schwartz of Arbutus, who's checked in with me. He says he's had a lot of post-Little League game pizza at Sorrento's, of which I just enjoyed a slice. He said he can't imagine them doing crab cakes. I guess they didn't do crab cakes here 35, 40 years ago when he was a kid.
Well, it's been here 61 years, so it started as just a cheesesteak and pizza joint. And for its first, you know, few decades, that's what people came here for. Like most pizzerias, there was an accommodation of pasta and all sorts of crap that they really shouldn't have been making. And everyone who tried it went back to the pizza and subs, and they were good. About 5 years ago, a new owner came in. He had a good restaurant background. He hired me as a consultant. At that time, I had a consulting firm. And we discussed where we could grow this thing based on its wonderful reputation, frankly. With all the bad food it served for so long, it still had a great reputation and a great name. So we leveraged that, made sure that we use fresh ingredients. We now have a scratch kitchen. We now have an executive chef. We have two sous chefs.
You have a really extensive menu. And when you asked me what I wanted to eat, I looked at it, and I'm going to have some fun. By the way, I got to fix your headset. We're out here at Sorrento of Arbutus, so I'll make sure you can hear me through both ears. I looked at the menu, and before I even came, and I guess it comes to me that this is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. I've been giving some lottery tickets out here. We'll have those in a couple minutes as well. GBMC and Farnan and Dermer, and I come out about 7 years ago. I was going to run for mayor. I wanted to get out in the community. I wanted to get out and meet people all over the area. And I thought, what would be, especially during COVID, what would be the thing that would bring people together that everybody serves? And a crab cake is something like most places in this area, in let's say around the Beltway, in and around our Beltway. If you have a restaurant, crab's a weird lane to get into, but people come in and, like, want a crab cake. Every pizza shop in Dundalk, every Sorrento's of Dundalk, which I could mention 15 or 20 places as a kid, every sub shop in every neighborhood in Dundalk had a crab cake, and they were all different. And I thought to myself that
well, we had a crab cake as well. It just wasn't good.
Okay.
You know, so the difference between having a crab cake and trying to compete with pizza prices and burger prices, because a good crab cake is going to cost you a lot more money,
especially
than
these
that,
days. Sure,
and especially these days. But having a scratch kitchen with, you know, fresh crab meat with a chef who knows what they're doing is different than what "quote unquote," everyone has. Everyone does have it. In fact, many, many people have Maryland's best crab cake tattooed on their wall.
It's right out here. You got it tattooed
including
on your
us,
wall,
including us. But the proof is in the pudding. When this place used to sell crab cakes, people knew the difference, and they'd rather pay $40 for great crab cakes than $20 for a shitty crab cake.
No question about it.
And so we have to be on the great side, and we are. And it's been an area of growth, along with a lot of other seafood that has come to morph into, you know, commonality here, where people come in and get lots of shrimp fettuccine Alfredo, which, again, you may not think of Sorrento as having something like that. Versus pizza and cheesesteaks, but the people who get it again and again and again, and it's a real growth model for us, having all those seafood items.
Well, the growth model is when you get people in, you bring them back, right?
If and you I don't bring them back, it doesn't matter.
Well, I think when you purchase a place as sort of a new entity coming in and say, we're going to make it better, some people would like, well, I liked it the way it was. It's a little different. I'm sure you got a little bit of that in the beginning part, especially I'm from Dundalk. We don't like change in Dundalk and Arbutus. But for Schwartz to even say, I can't imagine a crab cake there, is a thought for you to say, well, then come in and see it, right? No. And I think that was part of me seeing it on my timeline, is that I talk about crab cakes, the algorithm knows that I, you know, and it showed up, and I'm like, people have been telling me I need to come over here, and they've mentioned Sorrento's West, the other place, right? So, I mean, I know the name, and I passed them both, and you asked me if I had been in here. I was in here in the late 90s, because I always carried a briefcase and did business with small business owners. Bill Cole from Cole Roofing, his business is based over on this side of town, and he said he's in here at least once a week, and he was thrilled that I was coming in here, thrilled that I was getting your crab cake, because he knew it was a good one. And so I think in this segment, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour is going to extend to one more crab cake, because I was adding a lot of them there for a long time. I don't know the last time I've had a crab cake I haven't had in a while, so this is going to be fun
for
me. Okay,
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Sure I will. Well, the restaurant background you mentioned with Harold, give me a little background about bringing a crab cake here and where that's from, because we're about to eat it. I just want to hear a little bit of the background about, because everybody has a story about their crab cake, right?
Well, we only have a story because we needed to have a good crab cake. If you're in Maryland and you want to profess to be a good restaurant in Maryland, then if you say, well, we hang our hat on a cheesesteak, yeah, us and 2,000 other people who are listening, you know, at this very moment, it doesn't set you apart.
It's not going to stop me from getting it today. I saw your cheesesteak here. That's what I wanted.
We sell just a crazy amount of cheesesteaks.
So that's why I should get that.
And we sell a crazy amount of pizza. That hasn't changed. When the new owner came in and revamped everything, we didn't change those two things.
Okay, all right.
We changed literally everything else because nothing was made from scratch. And the difference between our restaurant, even though it's fast casual and not table service, is that we take pride in every dish that comes in. And if you interviewed the 3,000 people who are in here a week, and that's about right, the mix is amazing. But people come here as a destination for their specific love, which could be anything from a chicken Alfredo to the pasta dishes to, we had ribs on special a couple weeks ago. We couldn't hold on to them. We couldn't, because when they make it right. And you would pay $10 more for that entree if you went to a table service restaurant. I don't want to drop a name, but Linwood's is across the street from where I live. And I've had their crab cake. And it's just not better than ours. It's just $20 more. You know, so when we say we have a quality food, we don't care what you order. It's got to be outstanding, or we don't do it. And that's a difference philosophically than the previous owner who said, it doesn't matter, we'll just sell more cheesesteaks.
Henry Pertman's here. We are at Sorrento of Arbutus, a beautiful, lovely Arbutus, where I have, I'm embarrassed. I've never done the show in Arbutus. I don't know why. I you know, I did live shows from the barn
for
so many years.
Well, weren't there signs that said you aren't allowed in Arbutus?
There was a thing about East Side, West Side, and Schwartz and I got over about 30 years ago. So Don Moeller, too, in the Catonsville, and Paradise, and Lansdowne, Halethorpe. I've gotten it all. I mean, Linthicum Heights, I don't know where all the intersections are. I don't know where Arbutus begins and ends. When I was a little boy, the man who got custody of me in America was a man. You're a year or two older than me. Just a little bit. Do you remember John Coulihan, the Lion of Halethorpe?
He
was a councilman, a state senator a million years ago, 50 years ago. He got custody of me, but he was from Halethorpe. And when I was a little boy, I would go to Halethorpe, you know, and it was like a day trip to go to Halethorpe on the bus, number 23 bus when I lived in Dundalk. But like Arbutus was never one of those places that when you're from Dundalk, you just don't go through Arbutus, right?
Do you know about the Arbutus Arts Festival?
Tell me about the Arbutus Arts Festival.
So last month, right in front of our restaurant.
This happens in May?
Yeah, in May and every year. And there are 30,000 people in front of our door.
Where do they park?
I have no idea. I don't know where they park, but there's 100-plus vendors, and it is nobody's secret.
Is it Preakness weekend, or what weekend? Is it Mother's Day, Preakness, or week?
It's not Mother's Day, that's for sure.
Okay.
It's in April.
It's in
April, for sure. It's like the third Sunday in April.
Okay.
But you can't literally every street here is blocked. I don't know where you park, but there's tens of thousands of people.
I want to come next year. Can I come? Am I allowed? You don't need to get a ticket, right?
You don't need a ticket. Just show up. Yeah.
It's like a song. People get ready.
So even though
you don't need a ticket, just get on board.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just hop on.
People get ready.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for this crab cake here, and you haven't given me any secret ingredients or what's in it or whatever. I just know it showed up on my timeline, and I'm the crab cake tour guy, and I threw a note over here.
You know what the secret to crab cakes is? Keep it simple. Our ingredients are probably the same as most of the great crab cakes in Maryland.
Okay.
The ones that sell for $20, they got a lot of bread in them.
Right.
Because bread is cheap and crab meat is not. So it can taste good, but you're not going to send your best friend there or take your family out to a special Mother's Day dinner to buy a crappy crab cake, even if it's cheap. So, you know, the difference is, if you go to Box Hill Pizza or you go to Angelina's or you go to G&M, if you ask for the list of ingredients, the proportions may be a little different. This one may be a little more Old Bay, and this one may be J.O. But at the end of the day, you want to taste that beautiful lumps of crab meat, and that's what we provide. Is it better than the top 10 in Maryland? It's right up there. I don't know. We're never ranked. And a lot of the ones you like that are terrific aren't ranked. But it doesn't mean they're not terrific.
I don't rank. People always, when I started this thing, a lot of the proprietors were concerned that I was going to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down like Siskel and Ebert. And I'm like, no, I want to promote business and I want to promote your crab cake because you sell hundreds of them.
Oh,
people
yeah.
like them. It doesn't mean that they don't like Coker's, or they won't like Fadley's, or they're not going to go to the Fishmonger's Daughter where I'm going tomorrow night, or I'm not going over to Casa's. I mean, but I would tell people they really, really are different. You have a Fadley's crab cake, it's going to be mustard forward. It's unlike any
right.
other crab cake.
So the ingredient's same, but the amount of ingredient is where it really varies.
Well, and the quality of your crab meat and how you're treating it and then how you're presenting it too. A lot of butter, a lot of this, a lot of that. I mean, I'm a fried crab cake guy. To your point, you've
Ooh.
Already disparaged breading in a crab cake. I grew up poor. My parents had special meat in Dundalk. My mom pan-fried them like griddle cakes. And when I get that style of crab cake, that fried little hockey puck, I love that thing.
Well, and that's what they used to serve for. You should come here 10 years ago. You would have loved
it. At a price, it's fine. Every crab cake doesn't need to be a big, bougie $60 softball, although you can get that over at Coker's. They're not $60, but if you want an 11-ounce giant crab cake, little ones. But I like little crab balls that are fried.
We do that crazy big 12-ounce crab cake. I mean, we don't sell a lot of them. People want a sandwich. They don't want the bougie part.
I always tell Marcella Coco's when I take her crab meat home raw, and she knows this, I get English muffins, and I get some sharp, extra sharp cheddar cheese, and I take her delicious coleslaw home, and I know I'm talking to you now. Burke's had a crab melt.
Burke's.
And the Burke's, I knew I would get that out of you, Henry, because you're old school like me.
Well, and I had this place called Henry and Jeff's that was right up the street from Burke's.
I did not know that. Tell me about your background. You're a restaurateur, for sure. You speak like one, for sure.
It's all I've done all my life.
Well, right. I speak like a radio guy.
No,
right?
I'm 52 years into this industry, so this is what I know.
Well, Burke's had a crab melt back when I was a young reporter, and it was open face, English muffin, not a lot of crab meat, just enough to make it like a tuna melt, and then that cheese over it. It was more like a imperial crab, really, and oh, man, I was craving it for years after it closed down, and now I just make my own. Now I take all of my clients and sponsors' crab meat, all of them, and I can put it on an English muffin, put some extra sharp, not that Cooper nonsense, at Bradley Cooper, just extra sharp cheddar cheese, and I melt it over in my little Osterizer, and I don't need
happy.
A big crab cake. I don't need a little crab cake. I don't need it fried, broiled. I just need it appropriate. To me, it's always...
For you. You're making it for an audience of one.
Every place I go, Pete over Casas, when I come in, he looks at me, he's like, one broiled, one fried. I know how you want it. And that's, to me, best of both worlds. I'm a 31 flavor guy, right?
Pete, very well. Yeah.
Well, Henry Pertin's here. We are at Sorrento of Arbutus. 6 years in, you and Harold?
No. I'm 4 years in. The first 2.5 were as a consultant. I did restaurant consulting for a long, long time. And then when I semi-retired, I came here.
You don't look even remotely semi-retired. What the hell does that mean, semi-retired?
It means I don't have 19 clients. I only have one.
All right. Well, no, you got thousands because you're here at Sorrento. I've watched your act behind the counter here.
Those are guests.
Well, I've seen what you're doing here. So I looked at the menu, and you've already – there was a beautiful lady here. I got in her way, put my cord in, and she was eating – I think she was having like a breakfast thing going on.
Yes.
So I got here about noon. So it looks like she was having some eggs and bacon. She had French fries. And then I saw these two fellas over here. They were clearly on their lunch break. They were construction-looking fellas. And they had an open-faced turkey. Oh, man, it was like Thanksgiving. And they had French fries and gravy, which GBMC sponsors the Crab Cake Tour. And I gave my blood, which I don't like doing. It came back. I didn't like that at all. Doctor told me. Dude, cut back on the fried. So I had to tell Pete this, give him the broiled. So I've been trying. I haven't had a French fry in about 3 weeks, maybe 3.5. I did the show at Pizza John's, and I did not get a French fry. And I love crinkle cut French fries. And I came in. This lady had French fries.
See, you
they
have
had
no
French
self-control.
Fries.
Control.
They
just
had French
three.
Fries. I haven't had any French
eat
fries
three.
Yet. How the hell am I going to do that in a Greek joint? If I order for you, you're going to bring me a bowl.
Yeah.
I ordered a small salad, he brought me a large salad. I told him I didn't want any pizza, he brought me pizza. I ate it. I told him I wanted one crab cake, he brought me two crab cakes. So, and I know, you started on the desserts before I even got to order my salad. Tell my wife and tell my doctor that I ordered a salad with grilled chicken. Tell him.
He's a liar.
No, I ordered Where's my leftovers? I already knocked
over. He ordered a salad.
You put it in the refrigerator for me is what you
did. And I put the other half for your wife so she would enjoy it
These
later.
These breadsticks are glistening with goodness.
They are.
There's no way that crab cake's not going to be delicious. I mean, come on. Look at it.
Well, it's not going to be delicious because you don't have a fork and you're going to eat it with your hands.
Spinach and mushrooms and a little bit of cheese. You got me some coleslaw here. Can we have a talk? You're a real restaurateur. Tell me about your original restaurant downtown. You said it was right down the street from Burke's. Where was it?
It was in Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon, okay.
On Charles Street.
On Charles,
called
okay.
Henry and Jeff's.
All right. Sit down?
It was sit down. It was okay. A very large restaurant. It was
did you serve a crab cake there?
We did.
All right. And I've had this problem.
But we were mainly Mexican food. We were ahead of our time, yeah.
Okay. All right. What years was this?
89 to 97.
All right. I'm thinking about, like, Gampy's was in the neighborhood.
We were
then.
Right. We were four
okay.
blocks from Gampy's.
Okay. So I'm
straight up Charles Street.
Okay. Up toward Grand Central, toward the Hippo was on the left.
Past Grand Central, past
the Elephant.
Hippo.
Not the the Elephant, but Brass Elephant?
Now you're – so Brass Elephant was next block after Gampy's.
Okay.
We're three more
I'm
blocks.
I'm going –
between Preston and
I'm
Bitter.
Driving north on Charles is what
near
I'm
the near the Meyerhof and
okay.
closer
so
there.
So this is – an area of when I talk to real chefs, and I haven't done this shtick in a long time, but I did it almost every day. Serving a crab cake with tartar sauce in Dundalk, it would always come with cocktail, right? And I
welcome to Arbutus.
Well, welcome to Maryland, and this is what I was going to get at. I went all over the state. I'm talking Oakland to Ocean City, which is why the Crab Cake Tour sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. By the way, you're a great purveyor here. I see you selling tickets. But everywhere I went, I was shocked that most places do not serve cocktail sauce and wouldn't think of putting cocktail sauce on this style of crab cake,
yep,
right?
You're right.
Like a fried shrimp, I do that out at Costas all the time. Fried shrimp and cocktail over at Coco's, they do a coconut shrimp with a raspberry. I mean, I can be bougie, but as my childhood, tartar sauce was only for fish sticks as a kid in Dundalk. I'm being honest with you.
Gordon's fish sticks.
The best kind. The crunchy. My mom put them in
there. Yeah, had no fish.
You had to get the grease off them a little bit. But I don't really like mayonnaise-y things, and it, like I'll have.
It's pretty damn mayonnaise.
I'm gonna get mayonnaise on the cheesesteak I would get here, like a thin layer. I always get it on my own because people blop it all up, and it's not my thing. But I like a little bit of mayo. This to me, I've asked a lot of chefs, and they're like, "It's the way we do it. It's the way people want to do it." On the Eastern Shore, especially, they'll bring you this. No offense to your crap, this luscious thing where these giant lumps are hanging out. It looks like a lump crab bowl. And then they bring me, like, mayonnaise and little pickles and tell me to put it on it. And I'm like,
why would I ruin that?
This is not going on a Sorrento of Arbutus crab, not in my witness. But I don't understand the tartar thing. Have you ever put tartar on a crab cake?
I will eat it, but I like cocktail.
That's my man. See, that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying about with tartar. So what I would ask, and this is me being a little bit of a jerk, that always gets served in these little plastic things, that I wanted to ask the servers, like, at Costas one night, how many of these you throw away? How many of these just come and you just – because to me it is – I love it with fish sticks. Like, if like a McDonald's my dad during Lent, you know, we would get the McFish sandwich or the fish, you know, and this comes on it, and like it's tasty to me with fish. I'll eat it that way, but it's not going on a. I'm not desecrating this crab cake with that. So I'll take a break. I'll get a fork, and you want to come back and do more? Sit in with Andy and I, or you got people to serve?
It's your call, not mine.
Well, I just want to say this. I'm going to eat the crab. Well, if I get a fork. You gonna make me eat with my hands?
No, I'm not gonna make you eat with.
Well,
your
that, I don't want to do that and be the wrong kind of guy on the air. Or so
you
anyway,
you can eat that breadstick.
I want to tear into these French fries, and I want some.
Can I excuse myself and get a fork?
Okay. We are at Sorrento of Arbutus here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and our friends at GBMC. Doc, I have not had a French fry yet. I want to point this out, make sure everybody knows that I haven't done that, the crazy thing, like getting in on that. But I do have two crab cakes here. Henry Pertman's here. Harold will be here a little bit later on. What did Harold own before? Am I crazy?
Loafers.
Enough? Loafers, okay. So for a long time he owned.
For a long time.
He had bands there, right?
Oh, he had everything. He rocked, yeah.
He had great food, man. I had lunch in there a lot. Route 40 West.
We have his chef.
Well, he had a great little sports bar out there,
too.
I would go out there and have a beer. I'd watch games out there. Absolutely. So, Crab Cake is here. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, also presented by our friends at Farner Dermer. I just wanted to have a bite of this with you on. Before I do this, I want to say I've never been anywhere where I looked at the cheesesteak menu and seen, first off, I'm going to get the Cooper cheese. I'm going to get lettuce and tomato because I'm gringo that way. And you serve it with sweet peppers and fried onions. And then I looked at it, and below it, there's a shrimp cheesesteak.
Yeah.
That's weird, Henry. That's weird.
You ain't Whistling Dixie, but people enjoy it. I wouldn't think so, would you?
Is that a grilled shrimp? Is that like a garlic shrimp?
Yeah.
Like a scampi shrimp?
Yeah.
Do you put a scampi shrimp on your pizza?
So the answer is, if you want it that way, yes. But I think shrimp Alfredo is the menu item. But since everything's made to order, okay. We don't care what we put on anything. If you want to make exceptions, you want to create your own food.
Your chef knows how to cook it.
The answer is yes to whatever request people make.
I am really, really intrigued. So much so, I think I'm going to order a shrimp cheesesteak from you when I leave here.
Fine.
Bill Cole and I are going to have a conversation and maybe a beverage before we leave as well later in the day. And it's going to feel like 8 hours from now for everybody listening. But I would feel like I really missed out if I don't order the shrimp cheesesteak. Because I can take the shrimp off.
You can take
and
the shrimp off.
And I know I like shrimp, and I know I like cheesesteak. Right?
Yeah, I don't know that I would like them together, but people enjoy it.
You don't stick the shrimp into the cheesesteak, right? You grill it together like at Benihana?
Together. So you really get a shrimp cheesesteak. The people who like it love it.
I don't want to not love it. I want to love this crab cake right
now. Yeah, love the crab cake.
Harry Pertman's here. They have invited me out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery, GBMC, and Farnan and Dermer to have the crab cake. And look, you were going to bring this out to me in the beginning of the segment.
You want some cocktail sauce?
No, hell no. I want to have it just the way it is. If it was fried, I'd go cocktail sauce. And if it was fried shrimp, for sure. I'm weird like that. But anyway, you invited me out.
We do a killer fried shrimp, but that's fine. When you go, get a cheese steak sub and a fried chicken.
How many
separately.
Of me are going to be eating here today? You've already fed me pizza. You lied about the Greek salad and the chicken because I've already eaten half of it. And now I'm having
I lie
cracking.
A lot.
Well, if I was on a show, well, this is the beginning of the segment, the whole segment would sound like this. And this is not a good way to do radio.
Yeah, but your listeners would appreciate that.
That's delicious. This is a hell of a way to eat a crab cake with my mouthful on the air. Delicious. You sound like a radio guy. Could you handle a segment if I put too much in my mouth of this?
I'm hoping. Why don't you just put it all in your mouth and see what happens?
Now, I'm going to say something that is my crab cake thing that you have done here impeccably that I love about a crab cake. And I didn't even know this until I went out on the road doing the first crab cake tour about 5 years ago. I went to Ocean City. Place down there called Blue.
Sure.
At the old Embers family. That's a Baltimore. It's a the old Pimlico.
Yeah.
I mean, legitimate, right on 28th Street, around the south of 28th Street, 20-something, 21st Street. Blue on the inlet. Beautiful. And he came on, did the show with me. The mayor was there and a bunch of people there. And he brought me his crab cakes. And it was the first time I noticed on the crab cake tour. And I'd been out on the tour maybe a couple, two, 3 weeks, had a dozen crab cakes or whatever. It's the first time somebody brought me where the bottom of the crab cake has that crisp. See, yeah, I like a fried crab cake. You see that there? That is the fried part. So it's sort of like
it's on top. It's on a sizzle pan.
And
like
the
it
pleasure
has fajitas.
On the bottom. You know? But some places, they steam it underneath. So it comes a little bit more wet on the bottom.
They put a little water so it doesn't stick to the pan, and that prevents it from getting a crust.
I want a crust. See, that's what I'm saying.
I get it.
So, and especially if that crust had a little bit of butter, because butter makes it better. So, I've had this style of crab cake where it's crispy on the bottom. That's, to me, like a little bonus. You know what I mean? That's what I really want.
Congratulations. You won the lottery.
Sorrento Barbutus, delicious crab cake. When I got my mouthful, review my break. Henry Pertman's here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. So, I don't do the show with my mouthful. But if I weren't eating,
much
you
to the chagrin of your fans.
Well, you wouldn't. Why shut up? And then they like it a lot. We're back for more from Arbutus with my mouthful. And this is a memo to Jim Schwartz, the son of Arbutus. You can trust the Arbutus crab cake, Schwartzy. Get in here. And for all Schwartz's relatives, too, all 400 of them.
May the Schwartz be with you.
The Schwartz is with me right now. We're in Arbutus. Stay with us. It's a Maryland Crab Cake Tour.